Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jim Adams, it is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Adams is a chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. So I saw that, well, a new study says U.S. obesity has declined. Is this due to the weight loss drugs that have flooded the market, doctor?
Well, nobody knows for sure, but we think so. It's the first decline, and it's been steadily increasing. Obesity has been increasing year by year for more than a decade. And first time we've seen a little flattening to downturn, probably Ozempic, but hopefully some lifestyle changes too.
Wow, nice. And what's the story about another way to knee recovery that does not involve replacement surgery? Of course, everybody wants to put off replacing their knee as long as possible, and they're looking for anything. And it's kind of like the Wild West out there. People pitching you on so many things of, you know, how to make you feel better. So what's this story about?
Well, so it's true. Osteoarthritis, the knees wear out, but it's really not just wearing out. It's due to body inflammation. So it's an inflammatory disease in the knees that go on for a long time, and then the cartilage wears out. So how do we decrease the inflammation throughout life? Exercise is good. Strengthening the muscles around the leg is good. But we want to decrease inflammation, but then sometimes it just does wear out, and sometimes it does get bad. There's a new study trying to put a scaffold in so that the bone and cartilage can regrow around it and make sure that we don't have bone on bone from the worn-out cartilage that's so painful. And so there's a lot of promising factors from anti-inflammatory, this new scaffolding, to the new treatment, to try to prevent the need for knee replacements until absolutely necessary.
Because is it possible in your life you would have to have that knee replaced twice, or does it last forever once you get it done?
No, so they are lasting better, they are lasting longer, but none of them last forever, and they will wear out. And we are seeing a lot of people with knee replacements at younger ages. We just talked about obesity, and obesity is an inflammatory condition. Fat does have pro-inflammatory effects, and the knees will wear out. And so we don't want a knee in middle age and another knee older. We'd like to put it off, but keep people active and healthy and vibrant as long as possible.
Okay, medical spas. I know people who have surgeries there that I would never consider having outside of a hospital. And they're saying that medical spas are now pushing the boundaries of medical care by people who are non-doctors.
Oh, yeah. So the medical spas are good, and most medical spas are very responsible and very good for people. But some people in the medical spas do push it, and they start doing cosmetic procedures. They start doing liposuction. They start giving medicines, and it's beyond the boundaries. We do see emergencies related to this stuff. We do see complications. I know it's cheaper to go to unlicensed, unregulated facilities to get stuff done, but please don't. You don't really know what's going on. You don't know the training. There's no safety protocols that are regulated, nothing that's overseen.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Jim Adams is with us. A few more questions about the FDA approving a skin cancer drug. And Dr. Jim Adams is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. And I'm intrigued by this skin cancer drug, doctor. I think I told you last time my husband was diagnosed with Merkel cell carcinoma. Tomorrow he has the tumor removed at Northwestern. And I think that anything that can address skin cancer is a benefit to all of us. So what's the latest on this Checkpoint skin cancer drug?
So this whole line, it's for skin cancer. It works great in skin cancer. About half the patients respond to it, which is huge when it's a brand new treatment. But it's also good for many other tumors. So the tumors have this ability to hide from the immune system. Our immune system attacks things that are foreign. But their cancers, instead of being attacked, they hide from our immune system. So this medicine will attach to the protein that's causing the cancer to hide. And now the cancer becomes visible, and your own immune system can attack it, and they can attach either things to the what they're given to you and to attack it more intensively. So it's a whole nother line of using the immune system to attack cancer by making these cancers more visible to our own immune system. And so it's this wonderful, wonderful advance. It's being tried in a lot of cancers. It's very, very effective in skin cancer, and it's super exciting new line of attack.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're hearing so much about RFK Jr.'s lawyer having had asked the FDA to revoke its approval of the polio vaccine. I heard Dr. Copin from Northwestern on today, and he said the polio vaccine shouldn't even be a question. Where do we stand with that, and is that anything we need to be concerned about?
Well, so everybody's kind of confused, because why in the world, when on the one hand the incoming administration says we want to deregulate and loosen up the FDA, why are we saying, hey, FDA, use regulatory powers to undo the polio vaccine? So honestly, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible disease. So why this vaccine has been used safe and effectively around the world for 70 years, nearly eradicated polio, why is it even a topic of conversation? It seems an odd distraction. So it's unfortunate. It's confusing at best. And I have no idea why in the world we wouldn't be focusing our time and energy on cancer and other kind of diseases instead of talking about polio. Don't understand.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your input.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
That is Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine.